Now, let's look at example 3-2 and 3-3, more or less 3-3, which is the follow-up of 3-2. So, for example, in problem 3-2, we deal with a situation where both parties know of the grievance, and the party who would press the grievance merely walks away. Now, here in example 3-2, it builds on example 3-1. Which is in regards to the engagement ring. The sample is changed a bit so that the parties know that the fiancé wants the ring back. So in example 3-3, the fiancé does not press his claim but merely walks away. What motives the fiancé, what motives, what motivated the fiancé to walk away? Would you as a student would have walked away? So it's easy to imagine the reasons why one would simply walk away or would want to pursue or redress the issue. Problem 3-2 is a demand slash rejection situation. Here, a beneficiary makes a claim on an insurance policy. And then here, the insurance company then rejects the claim. Here, the analysis being done, is it worth for the claimant's time, is worth the claimant's time and effort to pursue the claim? What is her probability of success? All right, so you weigh what is there to gain from it? All right, how much is there to gain? Is it worth getting an attorney? Is it worth fighting for? All right, and what are the probability of success and how long will it take? Okay, so the example here again is how long will it take to resolve the dispute and how much will the claimant ultimately receive, including her expenses for pursuing the claim? Should she pursue the claim if the claim were for a very substantial large amount or a small amount? These are questions for that person who is aggrieved or feel that they should want justice, or they want to have a their side heard or repaid. They would have to weigh the pros and cons.